On this Wednesday, let's check out the weather forecast with Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, if the weather is as nice everywhere across the Midwest as it is here, and they've had as much rain, I would guess that there's not a lot to talk about, and things look pretty good in the United States.
That's right, and I'm on my way to vacation now. No, I'm just kidding. There isn't much going on, and the world is in relatively good shape at the moment. The U.S. Certainly is on the cusp of possible change. At least a lot of forecasters are trying to go down that road. But at the moment, we have really good soil moisture. We're getting some periodic showers and thunderstorms interspersed with some sunshine. The temperatures are seasonable. And really, there's not much to complain about. We do still have dryness in the High Plains region, though. A big part of the region from West Texas all the way up into the northwestern plains and parts of Canada's prairies, that area and most locations in the western United States are still really quite dry. And as far as any kind of huge issue is, you know, right now the hard ribbon or wheat country is in the process of trying to mature and harvest the crop there. We've had a bunch of rain the last week that did interrupt those processes and might have started raising a little bit of quality concern, but it looks like it's going to dry down just in time to prevent that from being much of an issue. And then it's just a matter of unirrigated summer crops out there from Colorado and western Kansas down into west Texas that still need a better drink of water than what we've seen recently.
Some, as you mentioned, are trying to go down a different road. Is that in week two of the outlook or somewhere further down the line?
Yeah, in the second week of the outlook, there is some ridge building that's showing up in some of the forecast model data, and I do think that that will be the case. The first week of July, we'll have a ridge of high pressure over the heart of the Midwest. It shouldn't be an exceptionally strong ridge, and it won't be able to stick around very long because we've had all this moisture here recently. The ground is favorably moist in quite a few areas. There are some dry pockets. I shouldn't make it look all roses, but the point here is that as the ridge sets up and we start evaporating moisture from the soil and get that moisture into the air and heat that air, and then the air is going to rise, of course, and as it gets higher up, it's probably going to run some cooler air aloft and we'll start condensing that moisture out again as scattered showers and thunderstorms. So that kind of scenario is not a stable environment. So most of the instability that builds up under the ridge will break the ridge down. So the ridge will have to relocate. And when it does, and it will, I think it'll show up somewhere in the drier areas of the plains and parts of the Rocky Mountain region. So once that happens, we'll go back into a quasi-northwesterly flow for the eastern Midwest, which will bring a couple of shots of cooler air once in a while and maybe a chance for some scattered showers. The western Corn Belt will be a little closer to the high-pressure system, of course, when it does relocate. So as we go through July, I think that area will probably have a better potential to dry down, at least at a faster rate than the eastern Midwest. And then the outside of that, we're really just kind of watching the tropics right now because as they fire up, and they will become rather active here later this season, it'll start having big influence, of course, on U.S. weather. So somewhere down the road, I think we will run into some dryness, but it's not going to be in these next 2 weeks.
Let's stay in the northern hemisphere. Can you work your way from Europe to China?
Yeah, the situation in Europe right now is still mostly good. We've had plenty of moisture around recently. There are pockets of dryness, though, that are still with us in portions of Germany and France, maybe even the UK. And as we go forward through this next two-week period, some of those dry pockets will be allowed to expand a little bit. So there will be a higher need for rain in Western Europe. Eastern Europe, though, has received abundant rain and is still receiving frequent showers and thunderstorms. This would include not only the eastern parts of Europe proper, but also all the way into parts of Ukraine and neighboring areas of Western Russia. So they're in fairly good shape, too. Now, the easternmost parts of the Black Sea region still have their dry bias. This would include the area from the extreme easternmost part of Ukraine and more likely the southern region of Russia into Kazakhstan. That area is still quite dry. We do have some improvement taking place in the Russian new lands, the area near the Kazakhstan border where there's a lot of spring wheat and sunseed produced, has been a little drier biased in recent weeks. Nothing critical, but it is going to rain over that way as we go forward through the coming weeks. So that'll put some of that moisture back in the ground and remove that area as a possible concern. And then all the way over into India and China, really conditions are looking quite good. In India in particular, the monsoon has advanced quite favorably this year. There's plenty of moisture around. There's going to be a lot more coming. There's no reason to be concerned about dryness in India this season. And in China, boy, dryness is the last thing on their minds. In some parts of the country, it's just been a crazy wet year, very similar to what we've had here in the States the last couple of years. China's just been swallowed up by a huge amount of water, and I think there's been a lot of crop loss, especially in the southern parts of that country. Unfortunately, they're fairly closed-lipped about this, so we really don't have any good idea how much crop damage has occurred, but the rain amounts are phenomenal since the 1st of March in some locations. So we're expecting a lot of rice damage and rapeseed damage. Farther to the north, though, in the corn and soybean areas, everything's looking fairly good there, though, unfortunately for our prices here in the States. The outlook for China is still for a regular occurrence of rain and sunshine for the next 10 days to 2 weeks, so it's going to be pretty hard to make a turn here on their corn and soybeans.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joined us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Medium. It's public radio for the farming world.